With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Oneida County Planning and Development Committee passed an interim moratorium on data centers. It still needs to be approved by the full county board. There are currently no plans for a data center in the county. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
The data center moratorium ordinance amendment, unanimously passed by the Oneida County Planning and Development Committee, is meant to give the county at least a year to come up with regulations for data centers. The moratorium was supported by all the people that spoke during the public hearing for it. Many people brought up concerns like the water and electricity consumption of data centers, as well as noise and other potential pollution the centers have brought to other communities where they've been built. Carol Warden studies lakes and streams in Wisconsin and spoke in favor of the moratorium.
Our first priority of this county shall be to ensure that we do all we can to protect the cleanliness and health of our water, and it stays a place for our children to enjoy just as we do. And let's not be naive that northern Wisconsin will be a focal point for these data centers. They need cooling and they need water, and we have both.
Wisconsin as a whole is appealing to companies looking to build data centers because of its abundance of fresh water and the sales tax exemption granted to data centers in the 2023-25 state budget. During the moratorium period, the county cannot accept, process, approve, or issue approvals, permits, or authorizations for new data center developments. The moratorium does not include the unzoned areas of Sugar Camp, Monaco, and Enterprise. The committee did discuss adding them to the moratorium, but that will likely need another public hearing. The city of Rhinelander is also not included, as it does its own zoning. The moratorium is expected to be on the agenda for the August County Board meeting. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Another candidate has dropped out of the crowded Democratic race for Wisconsin governor. Wisconsin Public Radio reports that David Crowley, the Milwaukee County executive who was among the first Democrats to announce he'd run to replace outgoing Governor Tony Evers, is ending his campaign. Crowley said in a statement he is stepping out of the race but not stepping away from the work. That leaves five Democrats in the contest. On Thursday, Crowley formally endorsed Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, describing her as someone with a record of solving problems. State Senator Kelda Royce, State Representative Francesca Hong, former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, and former Department of Administration Secretary Joel Brennan make up the rest of the Democratic field. Republicans will see two candidates on their ballot for governor, 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany and Medical Services Technician Andy Mansky. The primary to reduce the field of candidates is August 11th. Incumbent Governor Tony Evers is not seeking re-election. Rhinelander will put a temporary three-way stop in place at a busy intersection as traffic from the Hodag Country Festival leaves town Monday. The three-way stop will be in effect at Kemp Street and Boyce Drive Monday from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. The stop is meant to accommodate traffic from the Country Fest using the RV dump station on Boyce Drive. A problem wolf forces the closure of Three Mile Campground on Isle Royal in Lake Superior. The order from Isle Royal National Park shuts down individual tent and group campsites and forbids tent and hammock use at the site through the end of July. Off-trail camping zones around Three Mile Campground will also be closed. Over the past week, a wolf has been spotted sniffing and pawing at tents in the campground, dragging away backpacks, and even entering a tent. Hazing methods like air horns and paintball guns will be used by Isle Royal staff to try to discourage the wolf. Political observers say Homeland Security is taking a quieter approach to fulfilling the Trump administration's mass deportation push. Head Start leaders in Wisconsin warn the damage has already been done to young children. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Allies for Young Learners in Wisconsin say children continue to bear the mental and psychological toll of seeing federal immigration agents in their communities. Jenny Maurer with the Wisconsin Head Start Association says her organization's latest survey shows young kids from all backgrounds exhibiting increased biting, hitting, or extreme withdrawal in classrooms. She highlights a disturbing account from the report of how signs of trauma are also showing up during playtime.
Where where the white children are telling their peers that the police are going to come and shoot them, or that they're going to report their family to ICE. And certainly if this is happening in one classroom in Wisconsin, it's happening in many classrooms.
The CDC says effects of adverse childhood experiences can show up immediately and have long-term negative impacts on health, opportunity, and well-being. Maurer says increased ICE activity has also contributed to chronic absenteeism and decreased parental engagement. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
The U.S. has had a busy tornado season so far, and the majority of the storms are blasting through the Midwest, east of what's traditionally thought of as Tornado Alley. That includes Wisconsin, where there have been 39 documented tornadoes as of July 1st, nearly a dozen more than normal. Harvest Public Media's Abigail Botar reports.
Severe weather in the Midwest has been surpassing records. Illinois, for example, typically averages 54 tornadoes annually. But this year, according to the National Weather Service, the state leads the nation with 178 tornadoes so far. That's a trend Victor Gensini has been studying for nearly a decade. He's a professor of Earth, Atmosphere, and Environment at Northern Illinois University and published research in 2018 showing tornadoes have been shifting east into the Midwest and Southeast. He says climate change causing warmer temperatures could be contributing to this increase in activity in these regions.
The conditions are kind of favorable, right? If we have more of that heat and humidity laying around.
Missouri, Indiana, and Iowa have also seen higher than average tornado activity this year. I'm Abigail Botar, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.